From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. General Motors today took a major step toward shedding the less than flattering nickname Government Motors. The troubled automaker, which last year took a quick trip through bankruptcy, reemerging as a publicly traded company. While President Obama called GM one of the toughest tales of the past recession, he said major progress has been made.
Obviously, we've still got a long road ahead and a lot of work to do to rebuild this economy, to put people back to work, to make America more competitive for the future, and to secure the American dream for our children and our grandchildren.
Earlier today, I spoke with George Magliano, a senior economist at IHS Automotive, about what today's sale of an estimated $23 billion in GM shares means for the automaker and the government.
The Regents voted to raise tuition one day after an angry protest in which 13 people were arrested.
After the law,
I've been greatly surprised on the plus side for this. And what's happened, of course, is it come out at a price range that has actually exceeded the first estimates. It's been up at the high end. And, you know, they floated out more stock than they planned on. And so I think it's also an excellent start.
Kind of amazing since just 20 months ago, GM was in bankruptcy.
If you think about where we were over a year ago, the whole industry was flat on its back. Washington was all over us. GM was pushed in and out of bankruptcy along with Chrysler. And I think this really is a great testimony as to what Washington has done and how they really, you know, got this industry back on track.
GM shares opened at $33 a share, closing more than $1 a share above that level today. Censure, that is the recommendation from the House Ethics Committee for 20-term New York Congressman Charles Rangel. The next step will be the full House considering a censure motion, likely after Thanksgiving. Following the announcement, Rangel told his colleagues he hopes the record will reflect that he was not seeking to personally benefit from any misconduct. Members of the Ethics Committee voted 9-1 to sanction Rangel. Among other things, the veteran congressman was found guilty of filing misleading financial forms and failing to pay taxes on a rental property in the Dominican Republic. Regents of the University of California have approved an 8% increase in undergraduate tuition. We get details from NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
The Regents voted to raise tuition one day after an angry protest in which 13 people were arrested and four police officers were injured. Starting in the fall of 2011, California residents will pay more than $11,000, not counting room and board. Out-of-state students will pay $34,000. The Regents hope to offset the shock of higher tuition costs in its 10-campus system by expanding the number of students eligible for financial aid. Students from families with an income of up to $80,000 will be eligible for aid. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Wall Street ended the day higher in part on optimism over the GM IPO. The Dow was up 173 points today. You're listening to NPR. A couple of former employees of disgraced financier Bernard Madoff were arrested today on charges they helped him fool investors by making fictitious investments. The charges against the pair also contending at the same time they were allegedly conducting fictitious trades, they were also cashing in on what amounted to a giant Ponzi scheme themselves. An indictment unsealed in federal court in Manhattan alleges that the two former employees executed trades and accounts only on paper that achieved annual rates of return predetermined by Madoff. Madoff is currently serving a 150-year sentence in federal prison after admitting to carrying out the fraud for more than two decades. Report released today says a boycott of Arizona over its controversial immigration law has cost that state more than $140 million. We get details from NPR's Ted Robbins.
After the law known as SB 1070 was passed in April, a number of civil rights and immigrant rights groups called for visitors and convention organizers to stay away from Arizona in protest. A new report says since then, the state's hotel industry has lost about $45 million and that visitors would have spent another $96 million during their stay. The study was commissioned by the Liberal Center for American Progress, but it was conducted by a nonpartisan economic consulting firm based in Scottsdale. Tourism and convention business is a major driver of Arizona's economy. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
The agency that oversees air safety says it now wants Boeing 747s added to the list of planes that should undergo inspections of their windows because of potential problems that could lead to an electrical fire. Federal Aviation Administration has already notified airplane builder Boeing about potential problems with window heaters in some of its passenger jets. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.